From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Deller.
Ted Orloff here.
Orloff, Los Angeles?
That's right. Tri-Western Indemnity Company.
Well, hi, Ted.
Look, are you free to come out here in a hurry?
What's up?
A wayward truck.
A wayward?
That's right, truck.
Lost, strayed, or stolen?
Well, that's what I hope you can find out. It's a big one. Insured for nearly $20,000.
That is a big one.
And aboard it when it disappeared was the driver.
Insured?
For $10,000. And a cargo of copper tubing worth $9,500. Also insured.
Holy. Ted, I'll grab the next plane.
Bob Bailey in the exciting adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account. America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
And now, Act One of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar.
Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar to the Tri-Western Indemnity Company, Los Angeles office. The following is an account of expenses incurred during my investigation of the wayward truck matter. Expense account item one, $194.65, airfare and incidentals, Hartford to Los Angeles, California. When my plane set down at the international airport shortly after 9 a.m., Ted Orloff was waiting for me. He led me on out to the parking lot.
Here we are, Johnny. This car right here.
All right.
Go on, hop in.
Okay. You reserve a hotel room for me in town, Ted?
Huh? Why?
Well, after all, I've been sitting up in a plane all night and wouldn't mind a chance to shower and slick the whiskers off my pussy. Change clothes.
Don't want to take the time. That's why I'm glad you could make it out here right away. See, this thing only happened Wednesday night.
Well, just what did happen and who suffered the loss? And how about stopping somewhere so I can grab some breakfast, huh?
Sure. Find a place along the way. Like I told you, Johnny, a truck loaded with $9,500 worth of copper tubing has disappeared.
What kind of tubing?
The kind they use a lot of in building airplanes, that sort of thing.
Go on.
It was shipped from Marlowe Copper Products over in East Los Angeles. That's where we're heading. Marlowe's a big jobber, distributor.
Okay, so what happened?
Well, late Wednesday night, a driver by the name of Jackie McCallan was scheduled to haul this order of tubing over to the Belden Aircraft Corporation over in Victorville. That's about 100 miles east of here, out in the desert.
Yeah, I know. So?
Well, the truckers usually drive that route at night, not only because of lighter traffic, but to avoid the heat during the daytime.
Brother, you can say that again.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, right after midnight Wednesday, 12:05 to be exact, Jackie signed out of the Marlowe warehouse with his load of copper tubing. Yesterday morning, Friday, Belden Aircraft was screaming for it, wanting to know why it hadn't been delivered as promised.
Just disappeared?
Just disappeared. Hijacked, obviously.
And the driver? Any word of him?
Nothing.
Well, what kind of a market is there for stuff like that out here?
Plenty of market for it. Not only because it's expensive, but it's hard to get, too. Especially for some of the new little companies that have sprung up around Palmdale and Lancaster, out that way.
Yeah, didn't Lockheed just build a plant out there?
Lockheed, Belden, a lot of the big ones. And they subcontract work to the little boys. That's why nearly $10,000 worth of copper tubing would be worth its weight in gold to those little plants.
Well, then it's a wonder there isn't more of this kind of hijacking, if that's what it is. What do you know about the driver of that truck?
Jackie McCallan is as honest as the day is long.
Yeah, who says?
His employer. And he should know. Jackie's been driving for Marlowe Copper Products for years. They trust that boy with a load of pure gold.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's that mean?
Yeah. Man might have some trouble selling off a load of pure gold.
Huh?
But if what you say is true about the demand for copper tubing in this area...
Oh, now, wait a minute.
Well, every man's supposed to have his price, you know, Ted.
Look, Johnny, I see what you're driving at, all right. But not Jackie McCallan.
You sure? $10,000 is a lot of money.
Wouldn't be worth $10,000 sold undercover.
Jackie would certainly know where to sell it, though, wouldn't he?
Johnny...
And why hasn't he showed up?
I'll tell you why. Because he's probably been killed.
Item two, $1.75, breakfast for me and a cup of coffee for Ted Orloff on the way into Marlowe Copper Products in East Los Angeles. I was amazed at the way this industrial area has grown in the past few years. The Marlowe operation turned out to consist of a small office and a couple of warehouses. Marlowe himself was a tall, lean man of about 50, very much on the ball.